Oh, cool. They're all playing Equivalley. Guys, I forgot to tell you about the best part. The best part of the summer. The most creative part. It's the skank selection. So when I was still in quarantine, they told me, hello. They told me that Big J and Luis Gomez were running against each other for president of the Legion of Skanks. And I was like, what about Dave Smith? He's just as much part of it as anybody. Even though he leaves as soon as the show's over now that he has a kid. And, ew, what is that? Ew, dead rat. Dead rat. Ew. And then Dave entered the election. Right as I was getting back to New York. And I decided, even though it's not my podcast. Hello. Oh, there's a lot of shit right by your ass, dude. I'm also going to run for president of Legion of Skanks. My platform was simple. I stood for mayhem, and I had so much fun. This podcast saved comedy in New York. I mean, it fucking saved it. Every single week, every single episode on Legion of Skanks, we all made our case for why we should be the president of Legion of Skanks. Jay, he's the funniest. He helped start it. Without him, there would be no Legion of Skanks. Luis Gomez runs it. Pretty much does the day-to-day clerical work. He's a great secretary. Dave Smith ran on the platform of Make Skanks Funny Again. He said it wasn't funny in a long time. Wow. And he came strong every week. And I ran on one platform. That platform was mayhem. And I decided that every week, there's no reason to vote for me. I'm not part of the Legion of Skanks. So I was going to win their vote over. Win the fucking vote of the fans of Legion of Skanks. And the way I was going to do that was I was going to make an offering every single week. I was going to make an offering to the comedy gods. A sacrifice, if you will. And in return for these offerings, the fans of the Skanks were going to vote for me. I was going to earn their vote. And I went hard. I made t-shirts every week. You guys, you got to watch the fucking Skanks election. They did a five-part series on it. It's an hour and 50 minutes. Breaking down the best moments. I asked Joe DeRosa to be my running mate, my vice president. He showed up. We planned this whole amazing... I'm definitely forgetting stuff. Dan, so you couldn't promote your campaign on any other podcast. But Dan Soder decided to be a super PAC of mine and promote me on Big J's radio show, The Bonfire, which is no longer on the air. They have a Patreon. Patreon.com/bonfireradio. Bring Bonfire back. Go to Patreon. And he was my super PAC, and he promoted me on Jay's show, and Jay had to sit there silently. And I asked, running mate-wise, Joe DeRosa to be my running mate. We planned a whole reveal of how he was going to do it. Ew, poop. He sat downstairs in the heat, the un-air-conditioned downstairs of the... We made a whole video where he was like, because Lewis and him butted heads. And he was like, oh, I'm back. Made this whole video, planned this whole reveal why he's going to be my vice president. Then he finally cut, he's like, he couldn't be here this week. He's like, oh, Ari, you don't care enough. You couldn't get your vice president here. And then he showed up. DeRosa showed up. The place went apeshit. And as he was like, I'm number one. All more weeks. I'm coming back in your face, Lewis. And right when that happens, Shane Gillis showed up. He hadn't been in New York for months. And he showed up and everyone's like, Shane's back. What's Shane doing here? And Shane ripped off his shirt to reveal Shane and Shafir for president of Legion of Skanks. DeRosa wearing his own shirt. DeRosa and Shafir for president and vice president. And Joe was like, what? I'm confused. I'm like, I fucked you, dude. You're not my vice president. He wanted it too bad. He asked me. He said, can I be your vice president? And I already thought, I'm asking Shane, but I was like, I can use this. I can use this as a sacrifice to the comedy gods. What's up? Not like the rest of these fucking these. I go for it. And Shane was my vice president. I pull out a new shirt. I sold 5 shirts that said DeRosa and Shafir for vice president and president. Those people are like, what? I'm like, oh yeah, they're worthless. I fucked you over too. I'm loving that $20 I got. Immediately spent that $20, gave it to Bobby, their producer, to mute Lewis. I'm Ari Shafir. I stand for mayhem. And Shane would be my vice president until one of us betrays the other. That was our motto. Then I brought out another shirt that said, Joe DeLoser. No more weeks. Another week. Myself, Dan Soder, Super PAC. What's up, buddy?
It's okay.
Okay, all right, all right. Fucking relax. He's never seen a Jew before. We sent an assassin to kill Big Jay Oakerson. Actually, that guy attacked Jay at Royersford on stage, made Royersford kind of famous. Immediately, me and Shane and Soder were all there, like, oh my God, is he okay? And then Shane or DeRosa, I forget who, was like, we should release a video claiming responsibility. We're like, that's hilarious. And I mean, details were coming in, just like that Kobe thing. Like, we don't know what happened yet, but we should make this funny. We shouldn't be like, oh, that's terrible. We should go for the funny here. We should go to be disruptive. And then we're like, should we make sure he's okay first? And we thought about it, and then we're like, no, absolutely not. We should just go for it. Took responsibility for that. I dosed Big J with acid. Well, Lewis tried to dose me with acid, and I slipped it to J. I'm trying to think. There were so many other things. Every week, I made these fucking amazing sacrifices. I painted myself up as Joker one week. I mean, I did good face paint, too. I don't know how I did it. And what was the reason for that? There was a reason for me being Joker. I forget what it was. And it was about 3 months of the best series of podcasts, 2.5 months, 3 months in history of mainstream degenerate podcasting. God, it was amazing. Every week, I'm like, what can I come up with? What can I do? What can I do here? I wore a different suit every single time I came. I had to buy another one. I bought a fucking kimono to use at the end. And I just campaigned for votes. And the people rewarded me with the presidency of the Legion of Skanks. Because I'm Ari Shafir. And I stand for mayhem. That was amazing. That was an amazing, amazing series of podcasts. Every week was another fucking amazing thing. God, I'm forgetting like 3 great fucking things. Double crosses. Agreements that you're going to do one thing. And then Shane was right on my side. Shane forced, through just sheer intelligence, forced Big J and Lewis to arm wrestle. Old wrestling style arm wrestling. It's just like, what losers they are. What winners we are. And when the people elected me president, and Jay sat there dumbfounded on acid, and Lewis so pissed that none of his plans worked, so legitimately angry about a thing that I don't even really care about, then we knew. We knew comedy was back. We knew the people cared about funny more than anything. We're reclaiming it from this COVID virus. We reclaimed it. Nobody had anything to do. Everybody was home. So we could afford to come every Monday and put all our creative energy, and that's what I did. I put all my creative energy into that fucking podcast election. You got to see it. Hour and 50 minutes. You got to see it. Becky, Patrick, put a fucking link at the bottom of this. If you want to go click on, if you're on YouTube, you got to see it. What an amazing, amazing fucking run of podcasts. If there was Potty Awards for 2020, it should win. Oh, what a great fucking time. I know I'm forgetting stuff. You'll remind me in the comments, but man, it was fucking fun. I miss it. I miss it already. And then it ended with a trial where I was trying to commit suicide. I was trying to have someone assassinate me, excuse me, but Lewis fucking ruined it. Anyway, when I come back, where I went and why.
Someday I'd like to be president. It's a job that's caught my eye. I know I'd enjoy being president. And here's the reason why. No one tells a president how to dress. No one bugs him if his Oval Office is a mess. No one tells him when it's time to mow the White House lawn. And if anybody tried to, you can bet they'd soon be gone. Bye-bye. No one tells the president not to slouch. No one says, don't put your feet on Mr. Lincoln's couch. No one tells him, company's here, use your fork and spoon.
Election Day.